Chapter 47 Off on the Duties of the Clergy Book the First. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. On the Duties of the Clergy by St. Ambrose Book the First Chapter 47 What is seemly should always shine forth in our life. What passions then ought we to allow to come to a head, and which should be restrained? If anyone preserves an even tenor in the whole of life, and method in all that he does, and sees there is order and consistency in his words, and moderation in his deeds, then what is seemly stands forth conspicuous in his life, and shines forth as in some mirror. There should be besides a pleasant way of speaking, so that we may win the goodwill of those who hear us, and make ourselves agreeable to all our friends and fellow citizens, if possible. Let none show himself to be given to flattery, nor to be desirous of flattery from anyone. The one is a mark of artfulness, the other of vanity. Let no one ever look down on what another, least of all a good man, thinks of him. For thus he learns to give regard to the good. For to disregard the judgment of good men is a sign of conceitedness or of weakness. One of these arises from pride, the other from carelessness. We must also guard against the motions of our soul. The soul must always watch and look after itself, so as to guard itself against itself. For there are motions in which there is a kind of passion that breaks forth, as it were, in a sort of rush. Wherefore in Greek it is called horme, because it comes out suddenly with some force. In these there lies no slight force of soul or of nature. Its force, however, is twofold. On the one side it rests on passion, on the other on reason, which checks passion and makes it obedient to itself, and leads it whither it will, and trains it by careful teaching to know what ought to be done and what ought to be avoided, so as to make it submit to its kind tamer. For we ought to be careful never to do anything rashly or carelessly, or anything at all for which we cannot give a reasonable ground. For though a reason for our action is not given to everyone, yet everybody looks into it. Nor, indeed, have we anything whereby we can excuse ourselves. For though there is a sort of natural force in every passion of ours, yet that same passion is subject to reason by the law of nature itself, and is obedient to it. Wherefore it is the duty of a careful watchman so to keep a lookout that passion may not outrun reason nor utterly forsake it, lest by outstripping it confusion be caused, and reason be shut out, and come to nothing by such desertion. Disquiet destroys consistency. Withdrawal shows cowardice and implies indolence. For when the mind is disquieted, passion spreads wide and far, and in a fierce outburst endures not the reins of reason, and feels not the management of its driver, so as to be turned back. Wherefore, as a rule, not only is the soul perturbed, and reason lost, but one's countenance gets inflamed by anger or by lust. It grows pale with fear, it contains not itself in pleasure, and cannot bear joy. When this happens, then that natural judgment and weight of character is cast aside, and that consistency which alone in deed and thought can keep up its own authority and what is seemly can no longer be retained. But fiercer passion springs from excessive anger, which the pain of some wrong received kindles within us. The monitions of the psalm, which forms the opening of our subject, instructs us on this point. Beautifully then has it come about that, in writing on duties, we use that declaration of our opening passage which also itself has to do with the direction of duty. But since, as was but right, we there only touched upon the matter as to how each one ought to take care not to be disturbed when wrong is done him, for fear that our preliminary remarks should run to too great length, I think that I will now discuss it a little more fully. For the occasion is opportune, as we are speaking on the different parts of temperance, to see how anger may be checked. End of chapter 47.